¿no?
Alrighty, I'll talk to you later. Good day.
So today, on this good day, I'm looking for clarity. I have an idea. I have a session here that you did with Axel on January 10th of 01, and where you're talking about that you emphasize that perception creates all of your reality. And you talk about it creates the other individuals, your interaction with the individuals, their individual interaction with you, it creates all of the exchanges, circumstances, situations, energy, expressions, every aspect, every moment, every movement, which is created within your reality is created through your individual perception. Which I get confused with, because when we were talking about George, you said it also has to do with his energy, and that he didn't know what he wanted. Well, if you read this, it shouldn't matter if he knew what he wanted. So then I had a theory that what you're saying is, because we don't genuinely trust that and know that we create, that our perception creates every moment of our reality, that we get distracted by their energy and let their energy influence what we create.
At times.
Okay, what is it at the other times?
Your reality and your creation of it is so precise that none of it is accidental. Therefore, in every moment of your reality, whatever you present to yourself in relation to a circumstance or another individual or any situation, you have precisely drawn that to yourself in reflection of yourself. In some capacity. Therefore, the statements are not actually conflicting. For, yes, what I expressed in that conversation was quite accurate. For this is how precise your reality is. And how precisely you create it. Now, yes, you are participating with other individuals, and in that, the other individuals do express in whatever manner they do, and in relation to their own direction, their own guidelines, their own issues, their own beliefs, their own fears. But if the expressions of the other individual did not relate to or reflect to you in some capacity, you would not present that individual to yourself. You would present a different individual, or you would present a different situation or a different circumstance. Therefore, yes, you are creating all of it in every moment form, you are initiating all of it in every moment. Whatever you are expressing, whatever you are presenting to yourself in any particular moment, whatever your energy is being expressed, that is what you reflect or you attract to yourself. Now, as objective imagery is very abstract, there are many, many, many different manners in which you can present reflections to yourself. Hence be the reason that individuals become confused at times in what they are presenting to themselves. But this is an accurate statement that you do create the image of the other individual through your perception. You also filter the other individual's energy through your perception. And in this, your energy coupled with your perception draws to you what matches it. The trick is deciphering what the match is. For the match is not always a mirror image. Therefore, there can be many different capacities and reasons that you present yourself with certain situations or with certain individuals and the expressions that they generate. Also, at times, you may notice that the reason that you have presented yourself with a particular individual or situation is to offer yourself the opportunity to reflect to them. In which it is also purposeful for you, for when you are reflecting another individual, you are also offering yourself information in relation to yourself. And what may or may not trigger you in certain situations. But this is the preciseness of your reality.
Which still seems very confusing, I guess, in the decipher. So you're saying that when you were saying that he didn't know what he wanted, he was reflecting that I didn't know really what I wanted.
Not necessarily. That is the automatic association to view a reflection as a mirror, which I have expressed many times. Reflecting is not mirroring. And there are many other reasons that you can present a reflection to yourself. Mirroring is the action that occurs when another individual is expressing in a particular manner and you yourself are expressing the same, which is what you have offered as your assessment. If he is unsure, that means I must be unsure. Not necessarily. It may be you may be presenting that to yourself to more clearly evaluate what you want or what your preferences are or what your resolve is, or it may be a presentment to you that you can view what your automatic responses are or what your triggers are, what will influence you to react or to not react, what will influence you to question a situation and therefore generate more clarity in the situation. It may not necessarily be that you are expressing the same as the other individual, but there is some factor within you that is being reflected with the energy of the other individual and the expression of the individual. And if that is conflicting, it warrants your evaluation as to what you are presenting to yourself. What becomes confusing is the feelings. For feelings can cloud or confuse a situation. Now, mind you, I'm not expressing that emotions cloud or confuse the situation, but emotions are the communication. The feelings are the signal. And at times, the feelings that you may incorporate may not necessarily be an accurate signal for the emotional communication. There are many more emotions than feelings. Therefore, what occurs when you generate an emotional communication is, as your body consciousness is the keeper of memory, it seeks out a feeling that generally matches the emotional communication. But at times, that can be confusing, for it may not be actually accurate. The most common feelings that can be attached to an emotional communication that can be confusing, for they may not necessarily be accurate, are affection, attraction, and anxiety. The three A's. For these emotions, that can be coupled with these feelings can span a wide range. And with attraction and affection, there can be an underlying feeling of a fear of loss, which may not be associated with the emotional communication. Therein becomes the confusion. Or the feelings are loud, and they are strong, and therefore they can overshadow or confuse what the actual communication is.
So I think I'm almost getting more confused than more clear, because it sounds so clear on here, and then you're saying there's so many other things to it that we may never figure it out.
No.
So I'm guessing.
No. It is not that complicated.
Okay, where am I complicating it the most?
In confusing the feelings with what you are actually presenting to yourself. And in that being black and white and somewhat absolute. When you are addressing to a specific other individual, you incorporate a tendency to become black and white, that what you are presenting to yourself is only about that individual and your interaction with that specific individual. And this is not always the situation.
How can I tell the difference?
The manner in which you can discern the difference is when you begin presenting to yourself imagery and situations and expressions that are not necessarily moving in conjunction with your preferences, and when you begin to become concerned and distressed with the other individual's expressions and behaviors. Generally speaking, for the most part, these are indicators that it is not actually the other individual that you are presenting this to yourself in relation to, but that it is some other expression within you, which may be associated with your preferences, or it may concern old associations that you incorporate. It may be situation in which you are presenting to yourself an opportunity to generate more clarity in relation to what is important to you, or to what is comfortable for you, or what is satisfying to you. But in that, it is not a matter of personalizing within yourself what the other individual is expressing, but it is also not a matter of personalizing it in relation to the other individual. Individuals do not only personalize within themselves. For the most part, you do it more so than you do in relation to other individuals, but it is expressed in relation to other individuals. The other individual is personally responsible for this.
That would be rejected.
Yes, but this is not uncommon. In this, what occurs is you become black and white and fixed upon what is occurring between yourself and that one other individual. And therefore, what you're doing is, rather than viewing the larger picture of yourself, you are focusing upon one puzzle piece. And that becomes confusing. And I will express to you, this is not unusual, especially in any type of perceived romantic relationship. This occurs very frequently. For the individual becomes distracted, as you expressed, with the behavior and the expressions of the other individual. And in being distracted, there becomes an opening to personalize what the other individual is doing. And when there is personalizing, there opens another door for expectations. Expectations of yourself, expectations of the other individual, and this begins to create a circle of being convoluted.
Okay, so what would be an example in a situation like that, paying more attention to the bigger picture?
You presented this individual to yourself, and you incorporated an intensity of feelings. You allowed yourself to explore and experiment with fun and to define somewhat more to yourself what is more comfortable for you and more satisfying to you. But then you created the situation in which he retreated. And he chose to move in a different direction. You create every aspect of your reality. Yes, he is creating his reality, but you chose to attract this particular specific individual.
Because I knew that I was creating a movie.
No. You do not create probabilities from a basket of probabilities. They do not all lie before you that you choose from with some knowing of what you will do futurely. You create each probability in the moment dependent upon what you are expressing, what you want to present to yourself, what you want to generate more clarity in. And many times, surfacely, what you present to yourself appears in one manner, but in actuality, you are presenting it to yourself for another direction and
so
for
I
another reason.
I'm leaving because I wanted to create something else in a different direction for somebody else. Something longer term.
Once again, that is jumping ahead.
Okay, so why did I create him leaving in that moment? Because I didn't feel I was done with that. I'm still having fun.
To allow yourself the opportunity to evaluate different possibilities, what your response and reaction to them would be, how they affect you, and also to generate more clarity within yourself as to what you actually want, and to provide yourself with an example of how your feelings can create an obstacle and at times a barrier for allowing you to clearly see and evaluate the situation.
So am I doing that?
Are you moving in that direction? Yes. Have you been? Yes.
You know, I guess I just feel like I'm at such a point, I'm at a point right now that I don't feel like I'm making any progress in any one direction. I feel like I'm swimming in a circle.
And I would also express to you that this is not unusual either.
For me?
For any individual presently.
I heard something last night that said, well, it was in a spin class, and she said, we're doing an endurance ride, and she said, keep going, push through it, because usually your breakthrough is right on the other side. And that kind of rung true in my getting, is because a lot of times when I feel like I'm in like a stagnant place, it's like a breakthrough. I'm like right on the other side of. Is that what I'm doing?
Yes, but I would express to you in this situation, do not push.
Well, I'm trying not to push, but I do feel like I got overwhelmed in the last few weeks. But like with the Curtis coming with his dog, the way the dogs interacted, I thought I did a very good job of not getting, standing back and looking at the situation and not freaking out over my dogs or what his dog was doing. Or I thought I kind of applied what you were just talking about viewing the bigger picture.
Yes. And that is accomplished.
Yeah, it felt like it, because I felt like his dog was kind of reflecting him, and that he always has an undercurrent that you just get the impression he could go off at any minute. And I felt that that's what his dog was reflecting, and my dogs were picking up on that feeling. That's what was happening.
Yes, and retreating.
Yeah, retreating big time.
But
I didn't retreat. Which was good, because I could have pulled away from Curtis and his dog, and it felt like I created more of a bond with him.
I would agree. But, in a manner of speaking, you did somewhat retreat in a very beneficial and purposeful manner. And I would be acknowledging of you in that form. I would express to you that previously, had you presented this type of situation to yourself, you would have moved in the direction of opposition, and you would have moved in the direction of more aggressiveness in being protective. And in what you term to be asserting yourself, which would have been an opposing energy. But rather, you viewed the situation. You did not become concerned with your dogs. You were not concerned with the other dog. You were accepting of that. You recognized the differences in the energy. And you allowed yourself to recede somewhat, which allowed you to be more open, not to be opposing, not to be aggressive, and therefore to create a more beneficial and amiable situation.
Yeah, so that was cool. It felt like Curtis came closer instead of moving away, which usually happens. Now, in the same line with Rick selling all those cars the other day, I was getting really frustrated at that because I was starting to go into the victim mode, but then I kind of fell back and regrouped and sold a couple on my own, but then the one had the potential to fall apart and I was getting upset again. I felt like it was on a roller coaster there. So what was I working on? Was I working on just moving my attention and creating a different outcome? Because the one, I created the two, and then I almost lost the one, but then I brought it back again. So was I kind of working on my energy and creating what I want?
And moving your attention to you, rather than projecting it outside of you to another individual and what they are doing, concerning yourself with what they are doing and comparing yourself.
Yeah.
You creating that competition. And offering yourself the opportunity to move your attention back to yourself, not to be generating a competition, and not to be comparing, but to be expressing your own confidence in your own ability.
Which is very challenging for me. And this is all working on moving me more towards what I want to create in the next year.
Yes.
Do you have, like, what's the best piece of advice you can give me for going into the next year?
Follow your promptings. Follow your impulses.
Okay.
Allow your promptings and your impulses to be your compass and trust that. Regardless of whether they seem logical or not. At times, in certain positions, in relation to certain magnetic fields, an actual physical compass may respond strangely and may point in the opposite direction of its actual heading. But in trusting your impulses and your promptings just as a compass, regardless of whether its pointing seems logical or not, you can trust it to be accurate. Even when the physical compass points in the opposite direction, it is being accurate.
Okay. is this what we've been talking about today? Is this what's getting in the way of me creating the finances that I want to?
I would not necessarily express in that manner of getting in the way.
Am I giving myself permission to create the finances?
More so. And I would express that you are already engaging the process. This is the reason it is important not to push, to allow, and to listen to your impulses. There is much in this time framework associated with this present wave that is not seen yet. But you are upon a threshold. Each individual stands upon their own brink of a new emergence. And for each individual, that will be different, dependent upon their own direction and their own directedness. what is required presently is trust. And trust in a new manner. Trust in what you cannot see rather than what you can. A genuine trust in yourself that you are actually engaging your process and that you are actually leading yourself in the direction that you want and that is the most beneficial for you. That you are already engaging that.
And that's, I think I've done a lot of work with that.
Yes, I would agree.
So you're talking about being on a threshold. I mean, is this something that I can realize in the coming year, or are you talking further out?
Both. Ongoing.
So, when we first started working together, I would say my trust in myself is probably about 10%. And I'm thinking now it's like 75-80%.
I would express between 65 and 70, which is considerable.
Well, it's a considerable jump from where it started.
I would quite agree.
Do you have any suggestions how I can make that stronger?
First of all, I would continue with what you are already engaging for. You do pay attention, and that is effective with you. I would also express that it may be helpful for you to practice trusting impulses, which I will express to you, and also generally, an acknowledgement that I do recognize and understand the difficulty in that. I recognize the implications and the associations and the strength of them that most individuals express, and therefore that creates a difficulty in actually not merely paying attention to impulses, but trusting them and moving with them. In many, 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 many different capacities.
You mean in many different areas? So it's not necessarily financially a lack of allowance to be expressed anymore?
Not necessarily.
I guess it just, you know, everything else I seem to figure out within a reasonable time frame according to me. And I just don't understand why this is taking so long and why making it so difficult.
Situations are not always what they appear, which I have expressed previously. And you are engaging a process. And in that, it may not necessarily be that you are creating this to be difficult. It is a matter of placing together the pieces of the puzzle of being self-directed and not succumbing to the influences of outside.
And you're saying the best way to move more into that is to trust my impulses?
Yes.
I'm assuming these are impulses and not yet.
I would express that individuals generate impulses quite frequently. Generally speaking, you do not necessarily listen to them or pay attention to them. Mm-hmm. But it is not that any individual is unfamiliar with presenting impulses to themselves. It is a matter of the unfamiliar aspect is paying attention to them and listening to them. An impulse is a prompting that appears somewhat spontaneously. You would express appears out of the blue. And many times, impulses seem to appear with little or no reason.
Have there been important ones that I've missed?
That is not important. What is important is that you begin paying attention. And practice with those that seem to be less significant in your perception, such as hypothetical example. Perhaps you may rise in the morning, you offer yourself a cup of coffee or a cup of tea, and you express an urging to yourself that you do not feel like incorporating a shower. This would be a simple example of a prompting that would easily be ignored, dismissed, and overridden. You offer yourself a brief, very quick impulse. And dependent upon your associations, you may dismiss it as quickly as you offered it to yourself. It may be prompting to wear a particular pair of shoes. And you may dismiss that immediately also, dependent upon your perception of the day or the conditions or the weather. And therefore, that prompting will be briefly noticed, but almost immediately dismissed and forgotten. It is a matter of allowing yourself to practice with these small, so to speak, promptings or urgings, and to listen to them and to allow yourself to respond to them, regardless of your associations or the logic or what seems to be a more beneficial choice.
Like the other morning, I was thinking of going to the grocery store. I wanted to go to the grocery store. Then I thought, well, I'm going to be late, so I went there first. I still went, but my association was I should be on time, so I went there first instead of going to the store.
Yes, that would be an urging, a prompting. This will allow you to become more familiar with listening to those promptings and following them, regardless of whether they seem logical or whether they even seem important in a particular moment or not. But as you practice with them, you can also begin to pay attention to the difference of what occurs in your reality when you are listening to them. What occurs differently? Had you paid attention to that prompting, had you allowed yourself to follow that and allowed yourself to engage the trip to the store first, what would have occurred differently? What would be different in your energy?
Well, I probably would have been tense.
But if you are intentionally allowing that prompting, perhaps you would not necessarily be more tense. You were already tense in generating the association that you must be on time. Therefore, you were already being somewhat restrictive of yourself. Whereas, had you intentionally allowed yourself to follow your own urging, knowing that this would create a situation in which you would not be on time, but knowing that that is your choice to do that and to engage that action, you may have actually been more relaxed, for you were directing you. You were not allowing a situation or other individuals to be directing of your choices.
My eye seems to, I don't know about getting worse, but getting different. It seems to be swollen, and I can see, like, the white above my eye. I didn't even notice it until Curtis brought it up. I got some carrot juice that I just started taking. But why is it appearing to be changing? Because I'm putting more attention on it?
Partially. Which I would express is also being reflected in your creature.
Oh, yeah. He asked about that. Will the carrot juice be enough to start helping? And if so, and what would be like the optimal amount?
Mm-hmm. that and allowing yourself to distract your attention away from it, that you're not creating such an intensity of concentration upon it.
Which I did start doing when I got up as useful.
And allowing yourself to generate relaxation techniques with your eyes, which we discussed previously. The optimal amount I would express maybe between 8 and 16 ounces.
Okay, a couple of minutes left, and Petey wanted to ask a couple of questions. He got a note on his window from a girl that was appeared to be like a secret admirer, and I thought that that was him creating a situation where a woman would be interested in him, but not so, not like face to face to, you know, to upset him, but to give him, to entertain the idea of a woman being interested in him without being faced with it.
Which you can express my acknowledgement to him for in our conversation. I expressed to him the importance of him building and expressing more of his own confidence. And this is imagery that he has presented to himself in that direction.
Building, expressing his confidence. Okay, and then the second thing was he has an abundance of turkeys coming and wanted to know what that was about.
And the impression?
I thought the turkeys were beliefs, or inferences of beliefs. That's what it was for me.
I would express that for him. The abundance of them is the point, and it is an encouragement. It is an encouragement to be acknowledging and paying attention to what he is already creating in abundance, and to trust that he can continue to do so in other areas.
Okay, and then the last one was bandit chewing, which my impression is part his feeling of irresponsibility on Gordon's part, because he says that it mostly happens when he's in Gordon's care. You know, and he says he goes crazy, and I think that that's a reflection of Petey's scatteredness. But he's worried about the chewing, you know, and I told him if you keep putting attention on the chewing, you could end up being faced with the vet and digging something out of there. So he wants to know why or how he can stop it. On everything, finding everything.
Distracting, redirecting, and avoiding boredom.
Which is all the things I was talking to him about.
I would express to him that he can invent and develop games that the dog can incorporate by himself and therefore entertain himself and not be generating the boredom that he has been. And in that, incorporate the games that involve what he deems to be appropriate elements to choose.
Right.
The dog does not distinguish. It generates actions to entertain itself.
Right.
It does not distinguish between good and bad, or right or wrong, or what is appropriate and what is not appropriate. It merely seeks to entertain itself. If it is not being offered stimulation and attention by individuals that are present with it, it will seek to entertain itself. And in that, it is a matter of the individual being aware and directing that energy in a manner that is appropriate for the individual.
Okay. Well, our time is up, and I think we've got a lot of good information that I don't quite understand all of it yet. So if you could help me with that, I would appreciate it.
I shall be, as always, present with you continuously.
I'm sure you're confident that I'll figure it out.
I am. And therefore, so should you be. Until our next meeting, my dear friends, in great confidence in your abilities, everyone.